Hello and thank you for joining me for this episode of Carl vs. Reality. How's it going? I'm in my house again today. I hope you don't mind. But yeah, I've been a busy boy and had the chance to get out in nature to do the bits that I'd like to. This is ironic really because it's the best time of the year to be out and about. If it's windy and rainy, I'm usually out there, but now it's nice and sunny, I'm not there. But that's fine. That's just the way the cookie crumbles, I suppose. So it's actually quite funny, really. So, I wear contact lenses. I've worn contact lenses now for about a year. Before that, I was wearing glasses. I have worn glasses since 2005. So it's about 21 years of wearing glasses all the time. And now I get to wear contacts, so it's fantastic. And I subscribe through Specsavers. And, you know, they were charging me, I think it's £28 a month for what, you know, the contacts that I need. And yeah, I've had no problems with it, really. It's actually been quite good. But the thing is that I've noticed that when they send them out, they're sending them out later and later each time. So you get to wear a pair of contact lenses for 28 days, and then you have to change them. Obviously makes sense. You know, that's just makes sense and all that kind of stuff. And so that would mean they'd have to, I don't know, I can't work out the maths on that, but regardless, they should be sending them within a certain amount of days each time. However, for some reason, they've been sending them out later and later, and to the point where I had the last time they didn't send them out, it was like maybe a day or two where I didn't have any contacts to wear because they were late with it. And I noticed the other day that I was like, hang on a second, I've run out of contact lenses, and I checked the website, and it said the 1st of August. And I was like, oh, that is about, this is obviously a little while ago, that's 2 weeks. I had to wait for these contact lenses. I thought, that's a bit annoying. My sister's getting married on the 1st of August, so I'd like to not be wearing my glasses on that day, but it says it will be dispatched on the 1st of August, which, let's add, is a Saturday, which would mean they wouldn't arrive until the 3rd, after the fact. So I noticed at the bottom that said there about, you actually need to have your eyes tested for a prescription, you see. I went, okay, yeah, fine. So I went in there and all that kind of stuff, and I was like, I did my test and all that, and ended up like, your eyes have changed. And the thing about eye tests, I find, is that I always feel like, are they trying to fool me? They're like, is number one or number two better? Number one or number two? You're like, oh, out of push, I said number two. Okay. Number two or number three? And you're like, oh, well, I think number three is better. Number three or number four? No, I think number three, actually. Number four or number five? And it goes on like this. And I'm thinking, are they trying to fool me? Are they trying to be a bit like, you said that one was better. I'm just going to test them the other way around so you don't know the difference. And I always feel like I'm disappointing them when I can't read the little... So what's the lowest number, the lowest line of text you can read? I always feel like I'm disappointing them or letting them down when I actually don't read it well. Which is obviously, it's on me completely. But, you know, it's funny because I'm like, you know, I just always feel a little bit self-conscious about the whole, as if push came to shove, oh, I'd say that one. Because if there's not much in it, you know. And, yeah, so that's, you know, how it is. So anyway, so apparently my eyes have changed a little bit. And so it's like, okay, fine. So I've got to pick up some glasses. Oh, okay, fine. These are the £70 range. And you get like a buy one, get a pair of sunglasses for free. Oh, that'd be nice. So I I was wearing my glasses, went, can I have these glasses again, please? And then, it's like Nikolai. Okay, fine. So Nikolai glasses, lovely, no problem. We sit down, that'd be 200-something-odd quid. I'm all like, what? Sorry, what? Oh, we'll take the sunglasses off there because they're obviously free. Lovely. Eye test. I said, eye test is free because I subscribe with the contact lens thing, so that's free. Oh, yeah, sorry, I forgot to take that one off. Yeah, of course you did, mate. He goes, okay, so you got your £70 glass there. We recommend a £40 lens or like a covering layer over top of it because, you know, it's anti-glare. I went, okay, fine, that does make sense. He goes, oh, your free sunglasses. Did you want them polarized? Oh, that'd be nice. Oh, that'd be an extra 100 quid. I'll leave it, thank you. don't really wear my sunglasses when I'm, you know, I have nice sunglasses when I wear my contacts, but anyway. So it comes down to it, and I'm all like, hello. Right, so thanks to sort that out. My contact lenses, I've got, you know, I haven't got contact lenses. Like, I need them, because I'm paying for them. Oh, let's see if you got them in stock. Oh, we got the toric ones there, haven't you? We don't have the toric ones in stock. Okay, fantastic. I can order them in for you. Okay, how long will that take? Oh, it'll take about a week, and then... Oh, by the time they'll get here, be your subscription anyway, so there's not a lot of point really doing it. Oh, okay. Lovely. So I'm like, good. So that's... I wasted my time, my money, to do this stuff, because apparently... I said, well, my prescription for my contacts changed. They went, oh, no, that'll still be the same. I went, oh, okay, then. So, realistically, didn't have to come in for this, really. So, I then thought, okay, I've got to find them online. So, I've got to look, have a bit of research online. And I find the contact lenses that I have are Cooper Vision. And they sell Cooper Vision contacts online. And they're literally like for like, exactly the same. Like there's a table, like this is them next to each other. Easy Care versus this. I was like, oh, Easy is literally the exact same contact lens. It's exactly the same, straight down the line. And it's like, oh, for the left eye, it's £17 something, and for the right eye, it'll be £35 or something like that. I'm like, oh, hang on a second. So I'm paying currently well over £70. For contact lenses with Specsavers, and turns out that if I just buy them online myself, I can save myself like 20 odd quid. I'm like, okay, so this isn't good. I'm now, in my brain, I'm thinking, I now kind of resent the fact that I have to pay an extra 20 odd quid for, you know, a service that I don't use. That extra £20 that I was paying would have been the eye test. The eye test that is £25, you know? And I'm like, well, that's a bit mad. So my brain, I'm thinking, oh, I could probably just set up like a subscription to this other website that make it a lot cheaper. So, yeah, a bit of a weird one. That, oh, bloody hell. But it's okay. It is what it is. But my ice machine's now going as well. I thought I saw the cat about to come in, but he's not. Is he going to come in? I thought I saw him. I thought I saw a putty tap. Anyway. You here? Oh, you're there. That's him padding past me there. Which is always adorable. But yeah. Yeah, so that's pretty much how I've been doing and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah. I said, don't forget to check out the old website, because so I'm building on that and all that. It's a... turning into something I'm really sort of proud of and enjoying doing, so go check that out. Do you want to get some biscuits, Kat? Do you? Do you? Yeah, there's plenty of cat photographs on there too, of him, obviously, being a fabulous bastard that he is. Yeah, so don't forget to check out carlversusreality.com, where I'll pop on live occasionally. If you do miss it, it's fine. There will be an archive of the live bits. So I will at some point work out how to actually podcast those bits as well to really sort of streamline it. But it's going to take a little while to do that. As I said earlier, don't have a hell of a lot of time, let alone to go for a walk and sit and mess around with some code. So, yeah. Anyway, speak to you soon, and take care of yourselves and each other.